5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you see this post that I made for you?
About the stupid pants? Yeah. My silence is my disdain. Make that clear. And then what I was annoyed with is that people were like, she'll love those. I was like, that's fucking offensive. Is this going?
Yeah.
Kristen, I thought you would like those.
They're not stupid. Whoops, whoops, whoops.
I found these shorts that are made with a couple of backpacks, perfect for Kristen.
You know what? No one rocked a cargo short like me.
I know. You know what I worry about those shorts, though, is you fill them up and then your pants just fall down.
When I was postpartum with Eleanor and I had Finn and Eleanor and they were both like so little, I would wear this one pair of like, they were just garbage of these cargo pants. And when my husband was like, these are terrible. And for my husband to say that something is terrible fashion-wise, I mean, they've got to be the most, they're standing up on their own at that point. And literally, I go, fine, I'll never wear them again. And he ripped them up. They were,
what?
By the way, they ripped like paper. I mean, there's 100% no, they did not have a crotch in them. They were so gross.
I've thrown away.
But I could throw 1,000 things in my pockets and then they would like hang low on my ass. It was terrible.
Oh, by the way, we're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
We're podcasting
right
now.
Are we podcasting?
Yeah, we are. Yay. So you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, rate, review, and subscribe. It's good for us for some reason.
Yes.
Do that. Share us with your friends.
Yes, please. Excuse me. It's fine. Construction dust.
Yeah. You know what else you can do? You can come see us live. Go to imomsarehard.com.
We don't have that many shows left.
We don't.
We have about 7 shows left. In mid-November, we will be done with our tour of 2022.
Right. That's right. That gives me plenty of time to Christmas shop.
That's right. So come out and see us live because we're having a great time. It's a stand-up show. It's rowdy. It's definitely rated R. You're not going to learn how to make anything or craft anything or cook anything.
No.
But we will talk about hot guys and my vagina is a big talking point.
That's with her.
What?
Yeah, she
big.
Will force vagina conversation on you.
I will force my vagina on you.
I think Addison's listening. He's going to
Addison's like, here we go again.
Here we go. Addison, my brother-in-law, always is like, God,
why?
He sends me a private text. Don't miss an episode talking about that crotch, do you? I'm like,
you know
hey,
what?
I am sorry if you are a gay man, but listen.
His curiosity has been piqued, is what I'm
not sorry he is. I'm very happy he is. But I'm just saying what's got to be grosser.
I love that Addison literally when he's like so repulsed by the idea of me talking about my vagina that I'm like, you're the gayest man I've ever met. Like your tolerance level is zero for me, which is just fantastic because he's always like, and I'm like, well, come on. Come on. Aren't you a little curious? He's like, absolutely
no.
Not.
Well, let me just make
especially
a statement.
About yours.
Let me make a statement which encompasses how I feel about everyone's sexuality and sexual parts. I don't want to know about
I don't
them. I don't
want to
see them. I don't, like, you know what? I don't look at my own. So I don't, you know.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm like,
keep that under wraps.
We all have those friends who are like, somehow, like, they're always in the middle of PDA. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing at this barbecue right now?
Glad you guys are so happy and confident in your marriage.
Are they? I always am like, does somebody that's really happy have to like French kiss at a barbecue?
I feel like you're bad at time management. Like, right? Do it at a different time. Do it on your own time.
You guys could bang in the car before you walk in, and then you're just easy cheesy the whole time. But don't come in and like tongue kiss in front of me, because my husband and I are generally always fighting.
Yeah, don't make everybody uncomfortable. Otherwise, I'm going to sit way too close and watch way too close.
Yeah, we'll just be weird about it.
Yeah.
Well, but it sounds like
two
they're
can play
fine.
At this game.
Yeah, four can play at this game. Let's
That's
make it weird.
That's a different barbecue party,
That's
though.
A different That's a podcast.
Very, I know. My husband did tell me that the town he grew up in, there were like families that his parents wouldn't hang out with because they were swingers. They'd have key parties. Why are you looking at me like you have?
Oh, I have so much to say, but I'm from such a small town.
Ooh, well, there.
There
every
was
town.
Rumor that that was going on in our town as well. Period.
Scandalous.
Full stop.
Well,
God, I want to talk.
No,
but
don't.
I'm against gossip. God, it's good.
Really? Will you tell me after?
Okay.
Not everything.
All
for
the listeners are like,
guys.
"What do you mean after?" That's
what.
Clear.
What?
Name names. You always name names.
God, I'm just looking and there's a big nick out of that Murphy. I just
we can't
we'll
go down
to it
that
later.
Road.
We got next other episode things. We got to talk about some.
But this episode,
yeah, we're fired up.
We're going to talk about our lives are going to sort of be cyclical because our kids are always going to be in sports. Our kids are always going to be, you know, active and whatever. So we're going to always have a complaint about it.
Yeah.
So just bear with us. This is, I don't know, year six of us having way too much shit to do after school.
For me, this is different. This is kind of new for me.
It's new for you. And also this little tale that you're going to spin is fury.
There's a part of it that I didn't even tell you about yet. That's a big follow-up. So
I think I need a cocktail. Just kidding. I want one so bad, but I'm not.
Do, but you know what?
What's
We're
in there?
Have lunch.
What's that?
Hold on. Let's see. There's stuff in there. I'm sure make some accomplice wine made by the fine mothers of my mom. So hard.
Did Comes you guys know that we have a wine? I do not want that lemonade. I don't trust it.
What about an Evian cucumber mint thing?
Does it have booze? No, I don't want booze. I'll just do the mint. It's going to make me barfy or burpy, but fine. What's
this
that?
Is water. This
I'll
is
just
cucumber
do that.
Water.
I'm gonna do that, and because
I'm gonna have a lemonade truly then, because it's my day.
It's your day. It's your day.
You gotta tell this story.
You gotta tell the story. Wait, I'm just trying to think. I'm getting on a horse later. That is important to this story. 1, 2, 3.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, I'm having a truly because I'm not going anywhere.
Truly,
for a while.
Shit is going down. Go for it. That's also bad.
Well, let me just say that, like, I'm never one of those that's like, let's put the kids in everything. Let's, like, I want them to be well-rounded. I tell them, like, I've said this before, every week you got to do something for your brain, something for your body. That's
great.
What we're going to do because
very, very level-headed approach
you can do
to
that for
kids'
the
activities.
Rest of your life, you're going to be okay.
Also, right? Then it gives space. And I just want to say this because we won't talk about this almost the entire episode, that I do believe there is an important component of activities, and it is recognizing the importance of downtime, of where you don't schedule anything, where you have hours that are free to do and be bored and to read a book or to chill or to watch a cartoon here or there. Like, not everything has to be 9 to 5 and 5 to 9 all the time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm learning that the hard way, but I just wanted to say that because I think – there's a perception that if it's not like go, 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 you're not doing right by your kid. I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either. I think sometimes it's like it feels like you're filling in time zones
with
activity or something.
Oh, my God, that's not true.
And it's like just more work kind of for the parent.
Always.
Like what I also am like, so we survived a pandemic. The kids weren't in anything. So now if they have an interest in something, I'm like, let's put them in it.
Yep.
And then so – we're in our busy time right now because I'm just saying yes to all the stuff and we have something.
And it all comes on so fast.
5 days.
I know, because you're doing soccer and soccer.
And it's on the weekend.
Yep.
And which soccer for my son is 3 days a week. And that's a lot. But we're doing soccer. I didn't play soccer. I don't know anything about soccer. My husband bought a soccer ball and I was like, what are all these volleyballs doing here? Because I didn't play, you guys.
Well, didn't you take-
I did play volleyball and I was on the C team in the 7th grade. And nobody wanted me to play.
I don't think it has anything to do with a lack of ability. I think you have a lack of competitive drive.
And I don't want to do it.
That's the words I was looking for. You just don't want to do it.
I got forced into it. Didn't want to do it. I did want to play volleyball because I've said this before, but growing up, I wasn't allowed to play sports because my mom thought they were unladylike. She was like, you cannot wear cleats. That's ridiculous.
She's like, look what happened to Kristen.
She is wearing a Steelers jersey, God's sake.
She just showed up to my house wearing full pads. What in the hell is wrong with her?
I think it makes you a well-rounded person. BT Dubs, who gives a shit about what boys should do? Like, if Delilah wants to get into wrestling or, like, sumo wrestling, I'll let her. I don't care.
I think it's about seeing something through. There's that, too.
My husband thinks, like, team sports are really important.
I fully believe that team sports are very important. And this is where, like, probably people will get upset because I still believe like a figure skater or somebody that's like Eleanor's in horses right now. And quite honestly, she's not enjoying it as much as she enjoys soccer because there is a lack of like friendship.
It's on your own kind of.
And I think those sports are hard. I think the versatility that you and I are talking about or being diverse in those activities is a true team sport is really a remarkable experience for all kids at any level. I'm a big fan of those, but I do value like an independent sport. I think that's great too.
Because I didn't really do it. Like I did, you know, speech team and stuff like
any, hey, how dare you act like skate. You just hesitated when you said speech team.
But it isn't a team thing, really.
How dare you? How dare you?
I am not
oral interpretation of drama.
Myself? OID? What?
OID? You think that that doesn't require teamwork? There were three of us. We had to pick up our cues and the meets were aggressive. I'm going to use the word aggressive.
My apologies. I'm going to walk that back. It is. Whoa. God, she just threw that at me, you guys.
My hips threw my phone.
But it's not like a soccer team. It's not like a.
You're right.
Okay. It's different. But I did, you know, I did that kind of thing too. But it was.
You're talking about running and kicking team sports. You're talking about being on a field or being on a court with people working as a team.
I don't know what I'm talking about because you made such a good point, Kristen. I'm all confused.
No, go
for
it.
But this is what I was going to say is that I do feel like maybe I'm not competitive because I didn't do a team sport. I mean, I did that thing like on my own, but you're always like the people you're competing against, you like if you do speech, it's you and five people from another school that are competing against each other.
I think you don't like getting sweaty.
I don't like getting sweaty.
I think that's the real through line of this.
Yeah. I like the idea that my kids are going to do a team sport where they have to recognize that people have different abilities and work together, where they have to recognize that people are going to disagree and still be on a team and work together to accomplish something. I feel like all of that is really important stuff.
But I just thought of...
You're talking about OID again?
Nope. I just went in my head to a recent experience, and I'll make it quick. I was invited to join a co-ed soccer team.
Oh.
And you know that I had never played soccer in my life. Joined the team because my husband put it together in an effort for us to have something to do on date night.
Had he played soccer?
Yes. Okay. But he acted like he hadn't. And he told me it was an over 40 league. And then when we got there and basically UCLA's team was on the field, I was like, we're not playing them, right? And I go, Colin, they're 24 years old. And he goes, there's no age limit. And I go, what in the fuck are you talking about? They were so good. They just destroyed us. But there was this one guy who kept yelling at me.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And I was so annoyed on the field. He was trying to tell me what to do. And I go, stop yelling at me, man. Stop yelling at me. And then our team disbanded. And then he started a team and he did not invite me to join. And I would just like to say that guy came in 30 pounds overweight and wearing a knee brace. He wasn't taking us to the finish line.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm sorry.
Well, this plays it. I had this thing happen and this plays into it. Like, I think it's great for your kids to learn that they're not the center of the universe, that like a lot that happens in the world is you working with somebody else, you know,
you're
not always going to be the hero. And so my daughter is going through a phase. It's called age 7, possibly age 8. I'm hoping it's not
weird. She sounds obstinate. And just doesn't want to do it.
Are you saying me? Oh, no, she wants to do soccer.
No, I know. She does. Yeah. She's killing it. She's a good little runner.
That's my husband, like, made her practice last night. He's like, she's a natural, which I'm like, that obviously comes from your side of the family because that's not.
You're coordinated. You were just unwilling. You're coordinated and quick. You just like.
I'm scared of getting injured.
Yeah.
And hey, that's genetic too, because I watched my son's first game, and the first time he got this like kick through the air towards him, you know, like a better skilled soccer player would have done the headbutt thing back. He turned around and started to retreat. He starts to retreat. And as he's doing so, he kicks up his back leg. That ball hit his heel and bounced in the correct direction. I'm like, you just had the
failed
easiest.
Up.
Yeah, you just yeah. had the easiest win in a first soccer game that anyone has ever had.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But then I, you know, as he's coming off for water, I would say to him, and I am the wrong person to be on the sideline for a soccer game because I don't know the sport. I was like, wait, can you go all the way to that line?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to? What do you?
I know.
Then they switch up the field.
Because
like,
we didn't grow
hell?
Up with soccer. We grew up in the Midwest where they didn't have soccer. We're going to wait till Casey always tries to do things really quietly. And then Jen and I just follow her with our eyes.
Watching her clean
as
up
we
the
watch.
Coffee I just kicked over.
She's worried.
God bless you. Somebody should. Thank you.
I didn't move a muscle. I was like, that can just stay there. That'll blend.
I'm like, that's
a multi.
First time.
That is a multicolored rug for a reason.
Yeah, there was. Wow.
I mean,
I also peed there.
I was going to say, that looks like where Jen piddled.
But so I don't know the game. And I was happy to know that most of the other parents, because they're so young, a lot of them don't know either. And if they know, they're in there really helping. They're like volunteering and stuff.
We have a real mix. We have 50% who grew up with the game. Like we have a couple people that are Brits. We have a couple people that are like Persian. We have
it's a global game.
It's a global game.
Yeah.
They grow up with it with their family. Like the Hispanic families that are in our neighborhood all play on Sundays, like for hours. Like it's crazy. So we are definitely like 50% have played and 50% have not. But, oh boy, it's a very spirited game, soccer.
It is. And can I tell you what's
Please.
Making it really hard for me and why I got called a bad parent? We'll get to that. But what, you know, do you call him the ding-dong man? Do you guys call him the ding-dong man?
Are you talking about the hot South American
guy
with the short shorts?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the guy who sells ice cream.
Oh.
He's got the bells.
Can I just say to all ice cream...
You opportunist fuckers. You are ruining my parenting.
By the way, they sell a ice cream sandwich that looks like a brick. So then your kid is up for like 8 hours on a sugar high. You might as well just sell cocaine and get
it
over with.
It's like a foot-long Bomb Pop, and it's $6, by the way.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Although I do like the fruit carts.
Sure.
For $8 for like a cut mango, which I can't cut mango to save my life.
And like they're like... we're here. Look, right. here's a fruit cart, like frozen delicious fruits, rather than playing Van Halen loud right. from inside the van.
Rolling up in their little thing.
Super creepy music on the outside. But I tell you what, all the kids, it's like a flock of penguins. Their heads yeah. all move at once when that thing pulls up. So we got.
I
got
to tell you, my head turns because I know what they got on that cart. And all I'm thinking is, like, what if I only eat half? I can't. I'm. Their
my
ice
head
cream
always
is so
goes
good.
To, that looks like a murderer behind that wheel. That's what my brain always goes to. But I worry about the backing and the kids and they're maniacs. Yeah. They're sociopaths.
And they always come up at like the first 30 minutes of practice
yes!
where you just need them to hang on for another 20 minutes and no one's having any fun. And then they come up and they're like, here's a swirly pop. Would you like to try one?
It destroys me. Here's where the problem came into my life is we've done this thing that's worked pretty well, which is the kids are – I read this. I started it when they were babies, and it's worked. Knock on wood, because obviously I fucking suck, as I've been told. All right. So sorry I'm swearing so much. It's
well, I'm not sorry. She swears so much. It's my favorite.
Truly that I've
it's
had.
My favorite.
But so I've always been like, in the afternoon, after school, you guys can get like two pieces of – Halloween candy, you can have two cookies.
Yeah.
If that is your treat for the yeah. day. You don't get dessert because you're going
to
be
And they work
all
towards
night.
That time. They're like, ooh. They're,
and they don't get it if they didn't like eat their lunch or something
right.
like that. It's
right.
just, and sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. It worked. But before, if they're going to like go to soccer practice, I say, hang on to your sugar. Like wait for your treat.
Hang on to your sugar.
Hang on to your sugar, kids. until you're going to about to go because they'll give you that little pop of energy that
yeah.
you need.
Take this to a club. Take it right before you go in. You'll stay
sugar.
Up for the next 8 hours.
We've
It'll
all
be really
done a
fun.
Pop of sugar.
We've all done a pop
choices.
Of sugar. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
Vegas
the
isn't
90s.
Fun without a pop of sugar. Just saying. I've only been twice. Don't worry about it.
Delilah forgot hers before soccer the other day. So the whole car ride there.
She's like, where the fuck is my sugar?
I said, you can. Okay, tonight will be an exception. You can have it after dinner because you didn't get it. But she's like, and want it before. And this is exactly
she's like,
how she
well, mommy, oh. I can't promise my behavior will be.
Yeah.
As stellar as it would be if you just turn the car around and let me have my sugar.
Exactly. It's a little bit diabolical. People get real upset when I compare her to Charles Manson, but she really does like manipulate situations to get what she wants, where she'll be like, oh, that's an interesting parenting viewpoint, but I was still thinking I'd get yeah. my way.
I hear you, and I'm taking in what you have to say, but I reject it completely
the
because
no.
I'm seven and I'm going to do it.
I know
the
better
fuck I
than
want.
You. God, I love it when I can prove that. Like when instant karma happens to a 7-year-old, you're like, I told you.
Yeah, I told you so.
Sometimes I'm right.
Yeah, now sometimes you're right. And they wonder why we're bitches.
Yeah, yeah, because I said it a million times. I tried to save you from this. Okay. So, anyways. I say, you can have it after dinner. So she makes it all the way through practice. She's doing a good job. I thought about that post that we did that was about like, hey, while they're in practice of some sort.
Skadoots.
I'm going to skadoots. And
people
all these
had a real.
Like, hey, you bitches, you lazy entitled hoes. You, they really, some of them were
got
really
mad at
mean.
Me.
They were like, you, they're volunteers.
You're expecting these parents to babysit your kid.
Well, I'm not. But after a certain age, they should be okay. But also, like, if you're paying a certain amount of money, yeah, I kind of am. Like, you, if it's piano lessons, I'm not going to sit there and watch you.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
100%. Now, with soccer or any of the field activities, what I would say to that is, A, an hour isn't enough for me to go do anything. But
for sure.
B, like, there is an age where you start to click in, and maybe it's per kid, and maybe it's, like, every kid is different, where you start to go, no, I think they'll be okay. Like,
yes.
I'm just going to go run and do this thing or whatever. Like, I had to go watch – I had the opportunity to watch Eleanor play soccer, but I had to drop Finn off at a practice first, and then I drove back to watch soccer,
yeah.
and then I drove back to the practice. And so I just said to one of the moms,
especially
I was like,
soccer.
Is it cool? Can I
– You can't be at two places
You can't
at once.
Be – and so that's what I was talking about. But, yeah, a little part of me was like, if I could drop them off and go get my nails done, that would be super. But I don't do that.
Well,
look at my nails. Look, I don't do that.
I'm going to say shamelessly that I've held off on doing sports for a long time because, you know, we don't work a 40-hour week.
Uh-uh.
We work a long week, and we're also real-life moms. So I want a weekend. I want to sleep in a day. I don't want to have to go to the baseball field at 8
Who
in the morning.
Who came up with 8 a.m. games of any sort?
The ding-dong
That's
man,
a 28-year-old single dude who's like, I can go out till 2 a.m., get up at 6, and I'm fine. I'm like, well, I like to kick you square in your ding-dong,
I'm,
man.
I'm not doing it. You can call that selfish or whatever, but – the week it, I live for my kids, but there are times where I need to say, like, I'm not going to be a good parent if I don't refresh a little bit.
Also, just chill in the backyard. Jiminy, yes. Christmas. Yes. That's a very different generational thing, is because my parents were like, I'd say I'm bored. And they were like, I don't know. Why are you telling me? I have nothing to do with your boredom. Bored people.
Yeah.
That would, my mom was like, you've got crayons and puzzles and a swing set and it's only 45 below zero. Go outside.
I know. That's so I don't disagree with that to a certain extent. The kids are getting everything, but.
You did say, but we also, the pandemic slowed down your ability to put the kids and stuff. So you're kind of having a first experience. Also, Delilah's really young. She's only
seven,
Dashiell is 9.
Seven a couple months ago.
Mine are 9 and 11. That's 2 years of added sports to my experience. You know what I mean? So we've been in it a little bit longer, or I had a first experience.
I thank God I'm learning a little bit from you as it
goes. Don't.
I am.
I get in a fight in every practice. I'm mad at how somebody parks every single time I go.
Well, people do. They park really close together. You're like, everybody's trying to get a kid out of a car seat or something here. You got to, like, get in the lines, guys. Let's do this, right?
And then I'm like, got my hands on my hips. I'm mad at somebody, how they're coaching, and that's my husband. Oh, and then I'm mad at how somebody's side coaching, and I want to tell them to be quiet. And then I'm.
By the way, don't give Kristen a hard time about leaving practice because her husband's coaching like 9 out of 10 of their.
I had to tell him. I was like, stop saying yes. Like, we are literally our family. We are.
No, remember I said no. I saw he'd posted on Facebook, and I was like, Kristen, what's he doing? This is too much. He can't teach this.
My husband is teaching an improv class. And he is very excited. He's also getting his master's in education. So he's really like, he's just really
awesome. Baseball. He picked up an AYSO.
He's like, doing all this crap. Yeah. We're doing 3-on-3 tournament. Yeah. I'm like, he like added this improv class, which was a breaking point for me as well. But Jen goes, I don't know what you're doing. What are you? You're the busiest person I've ever met. Why are you adding one more thing?
I can't. It was stressful for me. I was like, I can't.
I go, Jen, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Give me a Truly. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But and we have a home renovation. Everybody's doing great.
You want something done? Ask a busy person. But here's what I thought of that day. Here, this volunteer coach who didn't want to do it, he made it very clear in the email, is herding cats.
Right.
And Delilah is just turned 7, and she gets distracted. Like, it happens with homework. It happens with everything.
It happens with 7-year-olds.
It happens with 7-year-olds.
Show me a 7-year-old that's like super focused, and I'm going to show you like a future serial killer.
Absolutely.
Or Doogie Howser, and they're very rare.
Yeah.
Both are rare and also fascinating.
And also you like, look, you want them to look at butterflies and stuff like that. That's like life.
My
they
God.
Were like hyper-focused on this guy, like, I can't.
Running drills.
Totally.
Like, no.
Yeah. So, but what I could see was hard was he was having to repeat things a lot. And partly it's because he's one person 20 feet away from the last one. So I got up and I stood at the end of the field. And when he would say something, I would reiterate what he was saying to the girls, specifically Delilah, just to make sure that they heard it. Like, don't need a ball. Don't need a ball. He just won ball. He's got a ball. You're good. Just get over there. Hustle over there. Literally, that was the only kind of stuff I was saying.
That seems perfectly fine.
Or I would... Only to my daughter would say, Delilah, focus. Because I could see how he was working really hard and he had a list of things he was trying to do, totally trying to help. So then they do a scrimmage and starts off just like a hot mess of pinballs.
That's 100% called soccer.
Nobody knew what they were doing. That's totally fine. But I could see Delilah was like kicking in the wrong direction or whatever. And I was like, based on like, I could tell she needed it. You know your kid and you know how they need something explained.
Right. Or sometimes they just need snapped into like listening and focusing and paying attention and being like, you know, give the attention to the coach. Like, hey, listen to your coach. I think coaches appreciate when a parent is recognizing that their kid is borderline being naughty maybe or like checking out. And they're like, hey, dial into this coach.
Yes.
Even if he's not charming or, you know. That
so much to say.
Captivating.
Like, Delilah does things like this. They're perfectly harmless. His daughter, she really liked her, and she was trying to like hold her hand while they were listening to stuff. Like it, which was it was distracting for everybody.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
It's not bad stuff. So it's not God. Like I was yelling at her or something. I'm just saying, like, come on, let's focus up, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm also not a helicopter parent. I'm not hovering over her.
No, you're not.
I'm literally trying to help him.
I think anything that we do from the sidelines is an effort to make them better kids and also to help the coach in some way. It's not, I don't think either one of us are the type of people to be on the side, like what they can do better, like
no,
in terms
God,
of like
I don't
skill.
Know.
We're
I
just
literally
like,
don't know.
Like, Eleanor, stop doing the shuffle off to Buffalo. You're goalie. Like,
there was a time during Dash's game when he came over for water where I said, do you need to ask a question? Because I could tell that they were rotating where they were at, and it was the first game he'd ever played. And I could tell he was kind of confused what his job was or like how far over he could go if, when you're a defender.
Sure, that's all learning.
It is, but I didn't want him to feel like it was dumb to ask a question or like he should know, because they do feel like that sometimes.
Totally.
Like,
and things are happening fast. The rules of the game and it just moves by quickly, and you really do learn a lot by just scrimmaging.
Totally.
But there's seven. This is why they like starts getting really fun around fourth and fifth grade, because
sure.
all of those things that they've been reinforcing click. And reiterating click.
Right. They're,
and by the way, so does their aptitude and their ability to use their bodies and like their coordination. Like it all of a sudden just starts to like flow. And then it gets weirdly exciting in like fourth and fifth grade where you're watching these games and you're like, oh shit, these people can play, man.
Yeah.
And
even
then it starts
bad,
getting real weird.
Very
but
exciting.
You're at this practice and you're trying to get Delilah to like focus up.
She's come, you know, they're like, let them come to you for water. And so when they would take a break, she came to me for water. At one point on the field, Ding Dong Man comes.
Oh,
he's
God.
Blaring his music and she's just like,
shot
like
through the heart. And here's a fruit pop.
Who
you
wants
get
a bomb?
$18
from your mom.
We'll give you some sugar, and you can eat this.
Man, so she, her water break, she comes over and says, "Can we get ice cream afterwards?"
Because I didn't have it before I went to practice. Do you
yes,
remember how
yes.
you didn't give it to me?
See, that's your
can
argument.
I have it?
That's
can
her,
I have it?
Yeah, Charles
can
Mansoning
it?
Me.
Can I have it?
And I go. You haven't even eaten dinner yet. We have treats at home.
Mm-mm.
You can have your sweet, as I said, after dinner.
I don't think that's going to go over well.
No, she started bawling. She started bawling to the point that the coach said to me, like from far away, is like, is she okay? Like concerned she'd gotten hurt or was like upset
oh,
by something
that's
that
good.
Happened
okay.
on the field. Yeah. He goes, is she okay? And I go, I made that mom face you make where you like, roll your eyes and wave
yeah,
your
she's
hand.
She's fine.
Like, this has nothing to do with you or anything else. This is all drama. I thought there's a fucking international symbol that we all understood.
Which is, it's fine.
Evidently, he didn't. And so I get her together. And then the last thing I say is I'm like walking her back to the field. I go, which he may have heard or may not have heard. I said, did you understand what it was he was asking you to do where you're supposed to – they're all playing goalie. They're,
right.
Just keep that
yeah.
Just keep that ball out of the goal. And then when you go to the other side, you try and get it in the goal.
Right.
Like just trying to explain it to her in words that she could like get.
Right.
She wasn't getting it. You
right.
know? And it wasn't – I don't fucking care about soccer. Sorry, you guys, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't. Care.
I know.
If my kids were upset about losing, I'd probably be mad.
Right.
Like, I don't.
You're like, who cares?
Yeah, it's not.
Like, let's go to Michael's and I'll show you how to be competitive.
I care. That's what I'll show you how to throw an elbow because they
and
were.
And I will also show you how to get a discount and where I can get all of the different coupon codes. So,
I'm
competition.
Sorry that I'm swearing so much right now. I
it's
feel
okay.
really bad, but I'm fired up about this.
I don't.
You will see why. So, when I bring her back to the field, they're all waiting for her. They're all waiting. All the kids are waiting.
Because she's kind of losing her mind at this point.
She's kind of losing her mind. Like she started
crying
again.
Which is delightful.
And has her face in her hands. And it's also that everyone is waiting for her. And this is the thing about like, you're not the center of the universe. What you feel is not always the most important thing in the room.
Right.
Probably most of the time it's not.
Right.
Especially when there's a whole bunch of like six-year-olds like, hey, what's
it's
up?
A, but that's a really good learning experience for her to feel a little bit of that, like, hey, you're holding us back, man.
Yeah.
Like, get it together. Like, team sports do that. They create this feeling of like, hey, get over it. We need you on goalie.
So I said to her, I leaned over and I said, I understand that you want ice cream and I understand that you might be tired. But if you cannot get it together for these six girls waiting for you, you're going to go to bed as soon as we get home.
I love that. I think you delivered that perfectly.
Thank you. You know what he said to me? He shouted, the coach shouted from the field, let's keep it fun, Mom. I'll let you sit with that for a second. Let's keep it fun, Mom. And I was like, well, surely I heard him wrong. I said,
would you like to repeat yourself?
What? He goes, come on. They're kids. Let's keep it fun. And I was like, okay. Would you like to get her to stop crying about ice cream then, you parenting expert? Like, what do you, we can't get along if you think I'm not going to parent my child.
It's such the wrong thing to say to you in that moment.
Also, I'm pretty fun. I can be fun, you guys. I am not that parent who's
Jen's like, ding dong, man, bring me your cleanest beer bong.
Yeah.
I will show you.
Turn up hot for teacher, and
yeah,
I'm going to
show you what's fun.
What's a good time.
I got a tank top underneath this. I'm nothing but fun, sir.
I literally could not put together what was happening. By the way, I was so shocked by that, and Delilah wouldn't stop crying, that she didn't get to play the last part. Like, they just started.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. Like, we got in the car. I was like, do I go explain to him? And then I'm like, who's he? I'm not explaining anything.
Yeah, I'm taking my time to go tell him.
Totally wrong. We get in the car, and Delilah knows that I'm pretty pissed about something. And
are you doing that weird muttering thing to yourself where you're like, fun, I will show you fun. I'm nothing but fun.
I'm sorry that I didn't go back to the field. And I go, Delilah, I'm so unhappy right now with your behavior that I can't talk about this until we get home.
You're super nice. I'd be like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Both kids have been in the car where they've acted naughty at practice or a game. And I, for different reasons, I'm like, don't talk to me right now.
You don't want to talk
and
to
then,
me right now.
And then they'll try to like sweeten up and like, oh no, she's mad. Let's pour some sugar on me. What? And some of it works because if they ever say stuff like, do you want to sing a song together? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they try to start playing you.
They start playing me, but I'm like, no, I don't want any talking in this car. We're going to sit with our decisions right now.
Yeah.
Because, and also my kids know that like, and I say this without, I'm not trying to brag about this point, but my kids know that I will handle myself probably poorly, but definitely loudly on the field in the moment. Like I can't sort of, I'm very impulsive.
Yeah.
And so like if they act badly on the field, like I can't sort of stop myself from like chirping a little bit. It just is how it happens. Eleanor was on the field one time and she was pissed about something. I can't remember what it was. She felt like the other girl on the other team had wronged her in some way. And so she dug her heels in the middle of the game decided to stop playing. And she stood in the middle and she was dressed as like a bumblebee or something. And she had her hands crossed and she put them in front of her and she's like, I'm done. And I go, I'm at the sidelines. And they're all like, it's like a ping pong match. They're like watching me. And I was like, you uncross your hands and you start running right now.
Yeah.
Because like they, just like you said, my daughter is not the center of the universe. That team is counting on her.
Yeah.
And I don't know what planet she's from that she thinks she gets to just stop, have a fit, and not participate anymore. Like there's a force field where I won't go out onto the field, but don't dare me. Because if the behavior is bad enough, I will absolutely.
For sure.
I don't know. I can't handle it. If that coach would have said that to me, well, first of all, I probably would have started crying because it would have made me so mad because I would have felt like he wasn't on my side at a moment where you were trying to support him being a coach.
Yes.
Because if he was a good coach, he wouldn't have kids that were confused and he wouldn't have kids that are meandering or looking at the ding dong man. He would have things happening and he would have things organized and he doesn't. And he's a volunteer coach. So we go, oh, well, what can we expect?
I mean, if it's not
better,
that's what the thing is. Like, if it's not that big of a deal, like sports at this age aren't this like bubble to be like protected. Like, it's not state. It's not state volleyball playoffs. Okay,
right.
Where all you're doing is just trying to win the game. I don't have them in soccer to just try to win the game.
Right.
They are playing soccer so that they move their bodies, have a team sport, learn those lessons from team sports. But like when my son, who's 9, is like being rude, I consider when there are two coaches talking to him and he's like kicking the dirt and stuff,
yeah,
I say, give him your eyes.
Yeah.
Focus up on him.
I think coaches appreciate that. I think because I know you, you're not someone that's hovering around the coaches that's like barking from the sidelines, which I've had that happen where there's like parents trying to side coach.
No.
Nothing makes me more insane. When they like follow down the field and they're like, hey, Kennedy, hey, listen, use your right leg, sweep out from there. I'm like, hey, dad, go sit down, enjoy the game, right? Like, stop. Like, we've got a coach, they're eight, like, chill out. Like, nobody needs any of that. But I think like saying like, hey, you need to listen to your coach right now is just you doing backup. That's just you helping him.
I'm never going to not do that. When he is in medical school, and he better be.
Yeah.
Not a helicopter parent, you guys.
No, we're just going to be sitting in the background. We're paying for it. I want to know how it's going.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. So now I told Delilah too, when we finally like, or when we're in the car to get home, I go, I want you to remember what just happened, because I'm going to tell dad everything that happened, because I was like, I can't go back to soccer after that just happened, because I'm that crazy.
We'll
bitch
go
now.
Back to soccer.
Right. Okay.
And I'll go deal with the ding dong man. Just get myself a quick treat. I'll just silence him with my money.
Right.
And my charm.
I mean, anything to get them to turn off that music so that they can focus. Like,
I mean,
listen. It's so hard. Sometimes there's two that come. It's
like, I know. And it's like Pavlovian, because it's always like the same, like, do beep, 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 do do do. And it's like, ooh, fun times.
I know. I don't have to just give out puppies. Yeah. You can't expect them.
We've got an Astro Pop and a Golden Retriever puppy. Two things that will never get you back to a soccer practice.
Well, here's the 1-2 punch that I get when we get home. Which is because I was mad. You know how you get mad and you're like, we got to tag team this as parents?
Yeah.
Because I'm too hot about it. I was embarrassed.
Yeah,
I
felt it's like embarrassing.
I wanted to cry. I felt like so insulted. And I also felt like I needed to defend myself.
Keep it fun, mom.
Yeah. Which
but
now
go fuck yourself. How
everyone
about that?
In our family says to me, which I actually do find really funny, like about everything. Which
keep it fun, mom. Yeah. How about this? I don't sign up for this. That would be more fun for me personally.
Yeah.
But we're in this 117 degree heat on like turf, and my kid is throwing a fit. What point was I having fun at all during this experience?
Well, here's where Delilah fully got in trouble, because I go, I'm going to tell the story. You tell me if I get any part of this wrong. I directly quote everything that happened in real time, like as it happened. And Britt goes, does that sound right, Delilah? And she goes, yeah, but I was upset because she discouraged me.
Ooh. Part two. We're going to have to go part two.
Part two of which was that she felt by my asking, are you understanding what you should be doing out there? But I actually just think she was trying to figure
Don't lean into her having anything about that comment that is valid. That she is her just getting out of trouble. She is playing the game.
That's what my husband called her out on. He's like, he's like, if you think we're not going to say stuff to you at a soccer game, like, we might as well not play, because you're
especially practice.
Something. Yes. You're learning something. Yeah, not a game, but practice.
Because more than anything, what you're saying is like, for us, it's attitude, both in winning and in losing. Like, we're always like, high five your teammates. Hey, like, stop celebrating so much. Stop doing the gritty on the field. Nobody wants to, that's embarrassing. Like, you know.
Don't touch your crotch.
Oh, God, that thing where they run and they grab their crotch. Yes, Who did that? It's
like
ruining my son.
I know. That's what I tell him. Nobody wants something.
I always think he's got
hand anybody anything after you've had
your
hand
on
your crotch.
Oh, my God. And then they get snacks and it's always an orange. And I'm like, stop touching your nuts.
Disgusting.
Like, honestly, you've sweated, you're sweating through your shorts, you're gripping them, and then you're like high-fiving everybody. Absolutely
you're
not.
Do it when you're waiting tables in 20 years.
God,
we
no,
don't nip
please,
this in the butt.
Jesus,
yeah.
I'm doing my best. Oh, God, with them grabbing your stuff all the time.
Yeah, what were we talking about? I got so caught up on that. Okay, so then after they had their first game, everybody did great. Everybody tried really hard.
Yeah, the pictures are so cute.
Wonderful. I posted the pictures. And if you know me, on my personal Facebook page, I will make ridiculous claims. And you know me, and you know that, like, it's an absurd argument.
Meanwhile, people are like, Kristen, are you still on planet Earth? You haven't posted in, like, 4 years. I'll put, like, the obligatory, like, picture of my kids on first day of school, and then the next picture will be the kids at the first day of school.
Like, for instance, I troll my husband on Zillow, Homes Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Where if there's a house that I want, I tag him. So I posted on Facebook, here is my son's team after their game. It was awesome. Here's my daughter's team after the game. It was awesome. Her coach is in there, and he's my nemesis.
And then all of us are zooming in on him.
Yeah.
Like, looking at him. Really?
Well, then I get this, you might know this person, pop up in my feed
next
day, who is his wife, who I have like 15 Facebook friends in common.
Let that be a lesson.
So I went back and I edited that. Look, I'll have that conversation with him all day and all night if we're going to sit down and talk about it, why I said that.
I don't think you want to do that, because I think if that guy says that, he's just going to keep saying stuff. It's going to be a layer cake of shit.
He might be off the rails for sure. But I did delete that comment about him being my nemesis. But, you know, who screenshot it and showed it to him? I don't know. So it's going to be interesting at the next practice. I'll tell you that.
You just look at him and say, whenever he starts to come unraveled because you don't help and you do nothing, just sit there and go, let's keep it fun, coach.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep
Can
it fun.
Can I tell you the most ironic part about
you
it?
You tell her she can't have her sugar. Enjoy it.
It was the very first practice that I had been to with this coach. And as I was listening to the way he was talking to these 6 and 7 year old girls, I thought to myself, that's kind of how you talk to an older kid. It was a little bit like, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
It's your turn. And I was a little bit like, No. You don't make
it. It's
him feel
a fine
bad.
Line.
Like, and I was thinking, how am I going to say to him, let's be a little bit lighter with it or something? Lo and behold, he's the one who says it to me.
I know the irony. I know the dealing with coaches is like in itself a tricky thing because, well, when your husband's the coach, that's just, you're just ripe with notes.
You're allowed to fight with him then. It's totally
I'm like
different.
Standing on the sideline, seeing my husband kind of lose it. And I'm like, is it too much? Is it too much? But then the parents are so responsive. They're like, that's what they need. And I'm like, I don't know. I think he's going off the deep end.
When they get a little older, they how coaches talk.
You
it's
can,
different.
And he's from Texas. And he's like, he never cusses. He says the funniest shit whenever he's super mad because he is a cusser. But like on the field, he doesn't cuss. But he'll say like, dagnabbit, like, or doggone it. And but he's thrown his clipboard before. I've seen him do that. Like he'll like lose his mind. And I think sometimes I'm always on the sidelines. Like I will, here's what's helpful. Imagine this. You're as mad as you've ever been. You can't cuss. You're Irish. It's hot. You have a clipboard. You say, doggone it. You throw the clipboard. And then suddenly your Apple Watch starts going crazy. And it's a barrage of text messages from your wife saying, hey, you need to calm down. And the way you're behaving is not cool. And you need to check yourself. Because all of those are very helpful in that moment.
Enter the ding dong man and the whole entire team turns like penguins. Yeah, you're going to lose your mind. And listen, I cuss on this podcast. It's sort of like my outlet.
You keep it. I don't think you're cussing all that much. I've heard you cuss more when you're trying to get something at Michael's.
That's true. I feel really judged right now by the coach of our team.
That's the thing. But you are, this is the first of many. You're going to have all these different experiences. And then you're going to see like he's going to lose his mind. And then the parents are going to lose their mind. And what blows my mind, and I have
to
put it.
Should I sit there smugly? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Always when you can get your comeuppance, you get it.
Okay.
You don't live or let that go by. That would make you, that is not the way people should behave. Whenever you can smugly fold your arms and be like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get my nails done during this practice. Thanks, coach.
Let's keep it fun, coach.
Yeah, keep it fun. You enjoy it.
Every time I have told that, I told that story to a bunch of moms from my school last night, and they were all like,
I know.
No. As soon as
how dare you, sir?
And they felt defensive for me because they're like, you're not that mom. You're not the mom who's going to like be like, you get in there, Delilah, and you get the ball and you get it from whoever you get the ball from.
I'm more like that.
Make our family proud.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm more like that, and I'm still not like that. Do you see what I mean? Like, I'm still like, I mean, but I will be on the sidelines like yelling like, you need to hustle in. If coach says hustle in, you hustle in.
I say that too because it's just, it's not, they're not listening to them. They're not doing what they're told.
Yeah.
And I say this about all adults with the kids. It's the same with the coach. I'm like, you say yes, unless something in your gut or something in your brain feels not right and you don't know if you should do it, then come ask me about it. But otherwise, if your coach says hustle, on your toes,
you're not, hey man, like we're all doing those lessons. We're all trying to teach kids to trust their gut. And if something makes them feel weird, that's a different conversation. This is a rec league softball or team sport, yes, where there's parents everywhere and we're all being judged by your behavior. You're a reflection on me. So you better hustle your ass out there and try hard. I don't care if you make a goal. I don't care if you kick a goal in the wrong direction. Hustle and listen to your coach. It's that simple.
Well, Dash's team has, there's a dad and then his dad helps coach.
Oh, that's nice.
And so the dad, his son is just, he's so great. He's good kid, good at soccer. He's a star athlete, but he put his head and arm through the same hole of the penny. I'm like, listen, it's they're kids.
Yeah.
They're all kids, okay?
Yeah.
Like, let's not brag about anybody. He doesn't. But so the grandpa has just a gruffer. I think he's from the back east or whatever.
They do bark, and that's not fun.
But it didn't bother me because he wasn't saying, like, I'm disappointed in you. The things that he would yell were like, pay attention, or like, which I think for that age group was okay.
Was he yelling it at me? Because people have said that to me and it does hurt my feelings. I'm like, I'm trying, but I have a chemical imbalance that's been diagnosed since I was 14.
I know. Well, there was a time I knew exactly why he was saying it, because my son's watching, like he was watching TV, this one kid like defend the ball against four others. And I'm like, maybe get in there. I don't know. I don't even know how this game is played. Spike the ball.
I love that this is all uncharted territory for you. So you're like, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I know it's not like space out and look at the third baseman. Like,
well, you,
you know, like,
you know what I'm doing. You know exactly how I'm learning this, Kristen.
Yeah.
You guess what I'm doing to be prepared for soccer.
You're looking at YouTube videos.
I'm watching YouTube videos.
I knew it.
Soccer.
I knew it.
I don't know the rules and stuff, and I don't know the positions. And I really did get confused when they switched ends of the field and stuff.
As an adult, I joined that league where I had never played soccer before. And this is when I thought it was going to be all people that like work at like Spectrum Mobile and we were all going to be a little overweight and we were all going to like huff and puff through a league.
I can play that.
No. I was like, those are hot 27-year-olds. Why are they even walking towards me? So when I got out there, I had never played before. So I wasn't different than Delilah. I was like, kind of like, So I was like, okay, literally someone was teaching me how to kick the ball right before I got out there. I did buy $70 cleats. They looked awesome. I wish I could wear them every day.
That's what matters.
Now my son has them because we wear the same size of shoe.
Oh, yeah.
But I got out there and I really appreciated this one guy who's an incredible soccer player. And he was so cool. And I could tell that he had played a team sport like his whole life. And he was on three different leagues, probably like 40 years old and still playing all the time. He's like, you've got one job to do. Do this. And it made perfect sense to me. And the way he talked to me was exactly how if a coach talked to me, I would be so successful, right? So like in this weird dynamic where we were the same age, he's like, you have one job to do. Do this. Don't let the ball go in between you and this person. Do that. And but you know me, I'll just like work till I like break both hips. So I was like trying so hard and oh my God, you guys.
Show offs.
It was hilarious. In my head, I'm so fast, but I'm sure it's like watching a slow motion video. Like somebody would come by me with the ball and I'd be like, boy, they're quick. And but I was trying so hard. I was like swooping my leg around. I was like,
let's keep it fun, everybody.
At one point I was like, well, little miss, you sure run fast, don't you? So I am trying so hard. But then this one guy who started the next team that didn't invite me, fuck you, buddy. He goes with his leg brace.
I know 1,000% of this.
I'm not happy. I'm still going to put together a team and we're going to play and I'm going to destroy him and I've only played one time.
Don't take it so seriously.
Oh no.
Let's keep it fun.
No.
No, not you, him.
And he never kept his position. He would yell at me on the field. We're playing. He would yell at me on the field. You need to play your position. You need to play your position. I was like, I don't even know what it's called, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I am over 40 and I've got Brittany, the super UCLA like midfielder, like up my ass. And I'm weird about it because she's attractive. So like, I don't know what's
juggling
going on.
A lot,
I've got one pair of soccer shorts. I bet if you ask Brittany, she's got 4,000 pairs of soccer shorts, okay? I buy the equipment. I don't know that I can play it. So he yelled at me. And I just, in a minute, I go, stop yelling at me. And then I looked at the other guy. His name is Spencer. He was really nice. What do I do, Spencer? He goes, you're doing it. Play exactly like you're doing. And then I was like, keep it fun, fucker. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, God, you guys. Well, listen, this song is going to continue because we got a lot of sports and a lot of time left with
these
children.
It's all a learning experience for all of us. And I do think the difference between him saying, you need to do this, is implying that you weren't like...
Yeah. Also, don't fucking coach me on the field. That's so lame.
Yeah.
Fucker. And also, the goalie popped off at me one time, and I know him personally, and I started getting pissed. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to bring out that I think you drink too much.
You want to start yelling things at each other? Okay.
You want to start yelling things at each other? I question your taxes from 2017. I'm just going to say it. I don't think you can deduct any of what you deducted.
I've seen how you talk to your wife.
Yeah, and I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
I hate your car. I literally hate your car.
Wait.
Where's all your money? That's what I have to say.
And the other team just scored.
Also, I would just like to add to this podcast that my daughter is not having as much fun with horses. And here's what I'll say.
That she tried it. That's how we're doing.
For a year, we gave it a real go. And we are at that point where we would have to buy a horse. And
I didn't even mean to do that, you guys.
I'd sling drinks to make everything happen, but the truth is it would just have to, it's a high level commitment, and she loves the animals, but she doesn't love the riding as much as she needs to in order for it just to be her thing. So she is not going to do the horses anymore, but we have 6 lessons left.
Cool.
So I'm going to take her spot, which I'm actually really excited about.
Have so much fun.
What if all of a sudden I become a competitive jumper?
I do. I have a
Keep
friend.
Keep it fun, Mom.
I have a friend from my town that's a competitive jumper.
I love it. Yeah. I love horses.
I'm probably saying it wrong. Well, I don't know what she does.
Look, I'm going to be the same.
She wears the hat and the jacket and stuff.
Yeah, she's probably rodeo. The helmet?
Not rodeo. It's
said a hat.
Not a cowboy hat. It's like the little beanie thing with the chin strap, you know, that they.
You mean a helmet? It's a helmet.
Okay. I don't know. Let's keep it fun, Kristen. Can I read this? I have this really fun mom box
from
Melissa VWR. You'll know who you are. Okay. It's just a short, quick one.
Yeah,
but
great.
Casey, when is the Chicago show?
Oh, man. I can't wait for that at the Vic.
It's so fun.
Oh,
so,
man. Get your tickets, ladies. We're going to blow that out. That's our last show of 20.
It is.
Is it? Oh, no. God. South Bend might be.
Oh, but, yeah. That's the next
but
night.
We're Chicago's South Bend our night. Last three shows
okay,
for
what?
2022.
Tell me what they are.
Okay. So Friday, November 11th is Detroit. Saturday, November 12th is Chicago.
That's right.
Sunday, November 13th is South Bend.
Okay. Detroit, Chicago, South
counts
Bend.
As my birthday show. I'm just going to say.
Yep. We're going to party. Maybe like stay an extra night in South Bend.
Really?
Sure. I don't know.
Okay.
Say it's business. Okay. Anyways, so Melissa messaged and said, hi, I just rewatched your drop-off lane video. Saw that on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. I just retired after 27 years of teaching.
God bless you.
And the drop-off pickup was always a cluster. Ugh. I've loved you ladies for years. My husband and I listened to your podcast while day drinking in our pool.
God bless her.
Does that sound like the most loveliest time ever?
You know that they have those floaties.
Oh my
you know
God.
They have the. I'm going to get this thing off your eyeball.
What is it?
It's driving me crazy. It's
Sorry.
A fuzz. No,
I'm
it's
just
a fuzz.
A disgusting it's a fuzz. Human today.
No, it's a fuzz.
You make me laugh and awe and exclaim exactly so many times in each episode that he surprised me by buying me and my 4 besties, whom our kids and hubbies call us the Fab Five, with tickets to your Chicago show in November. Cannot wait. Melissa, message us because we're going to bring you backstage to take pictures.
That's
you and the
right.
Fab Five.
That's but so nice.
We love getting these kinds of messages. Thank you so much,
That's
Melissa.
Really
and
awesome.
Thank you, Hubs,
well
for
done,
buying those
husband.
Tickets. He's not even coming with you. He's just saying,
yeah.
Go, girls. That's pretty
You
amazing.
Know, there is something I'm just going to say. Perhaps this is a tacky way to say it. It's a real panty dropper if you like – Weird.
My husband
Brit just
heard
walked
panty
in, and I feel weird about it. I'm like,
what?
That was not a. We didn't beckon you. I think it's a real panty dropper when like a husband like thinks about something that could be a girl's night out for the girl instead
yes.
of it like date night. He's like, I'm gonna do this thing. I'm gonna set you and your girls. I'm gonna set you out to go have fun. I mean, the whole night he's a hero.
You know, my you might have been there this night, but this literally is the biggest panty dropper ever. Is when.
The ding dong guy? Just kidding.
Yes. Got a bad.
Got a bad.
I'm half a teacher.
I'm not saying this specifically about our show, although dads, yes, buy tickets for your wives and send them out. Is like, it's really fun and you feel super special when like your husband buys something for all of your girls.
That's what I mean. Like, it's so cool.
He like picks up the tab when you're all at dinner or something sweet like that. It just makes you feel
your
like
husband
a
was
box.
Basically that was the. I know there's so many airplanes and
you know what, people,
we're doing our best.
We're doing it. I live in a flight path, evidently. But were you there that one night we were at this we went to this restaurant bar and the restaurant Brent, like, you don't want me? Do I need to come in a brag? But like the restaurant part closed and he paid a cook like $50 to go cook us all food afterwards. And everybody's like,
I mean, I'm sure I was there. I was just
like,
really
you
drunk.
You gotta marry him. You gotta marry that man. I was like, I'm gonna force him to do it.
My husband's sexiest moments was, it was like I can't remember what birthday it was, but we had just moved to Studio City, you know, and he, this is a man that knows me. He had a surprise birthday party for me and like 8 girls at a rib joint. Like I had endless ribs. Half of them were vegetarian, the women. So all I did was, I think I got like gout because I got the meat sweats. I'm so disgusting with a good rib or a chicken wing. Fucking forget it.
Sorry.
Talk about
panty
dropper.
I can't derail her from this meat right now, you guys. That's her kind of ding dong, man.
Oh, you guys. Oh, my God. You got the barbecue guys here. Practice is over. Fuck it.
You know what? Make money at a soccer field. Bring a nacho truck, man.
Bring a nacho truck and a margarita machine. See you later. Bye.
Yeah.
See you later. Bye.
Well, what was great about that, your husband planning that, was we had to go.
We had to go. Yeah,
because
I could be there by myself.
Absolutely. We had to go. And it was a nice way for a mom to like sort of like, because I remember my kids were so little. And
I know.
I remember being like, hey, I got to go do this thing.
I don't want her sitting there by herself. She doesn't know.
Guilty about it. I get to go.
Yeah.
Like, and also it was like he bought appetizers for everybody.
Yeah, it was gross.
It was a nice thing.
It was super nice.
Yeah.
Well, I banged him.
Well, you should have.
I know. I did. Like, it's not that hard. Like, I mean, just buy me meat.
Hold on. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Somewhere. Is that okay? Here, do your hot flash, Kristen.
Okay.
It's so gross.
Hot flash. That's why I don't want to talk about Brit.
What is your
Jimmy? Oh, God, man. God, Keith, God.
What?
Jesus Christ.
What, Casey? You signed an NDA. Is that what that means?
Speaking of, I don't know how many times
I've... What's NDA stand for?
Don't talk about it. No dick.
No dicks allowed. That's what she made me sign. Don't talk about it.
No dick policy. Okay. I can't tell you the number of times my husband's been coaching, and I've literally walked up, and I'm like, your fly's open. Like, aww, talk about, like, I'm trying to steer this conversation off of a wiener.
XYZPDQ.
I think we just podcasted.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.